What if I told you that God could be seen in the most ordinary things every day? That if we just took a break from the busyness of our lives to just stop and look around, to consider the things that we encounter all the time and overlook, the lessons that we would learn from our children and in our homes, our families. What if I told you that everyday ordinary events could teach us extraordinary eternal truths? Would you believe me? Hey everybody, and welcome back to the Set Your Mind Above podcast. I'm your host, BJ Seip. I'm a Christian, a preacher, a husband, and a father. In this podcast, we take everyday ordinary events and explore how they can teach us extraordinary eternal truths. I'm so glad that you joined me for this episode. Now, let's open up our minds, our hearts, and our Bibles together. As you can hear, I am a bit under the weather today, as I came down yesterday with a pretty severe sinus infection, so we're calling an audible today. I have a few podcasts that have been sent in to me as filler episodes from some dear friends of mine and fellow podcasters. One of those friends is Jared Bowman. Jared is the host of the Man Up podcast and the evangelist for the 5th Street Church of Christ in Beaverton, Oregon, my old stomping grounds. Like me, Jared is a Christian, a preacher, a husband, and a father. In fact, as many of my episodes are lessons derived from my children, Jared offers us an important lesson that he learned from a conversation with his son while driving in the car. Thanks for filling in today, Jared. Take it away.
If my voice sounds familiar, audience, you might have heard my podcast, Man Up, or seen my YouTube channel, Biblically Speaking, or maybe, just maybe, you visited the Pacific Northwest and you've worshiped with the 5th Street Church of Christ in Beaverton, Oregon. All of those are things that I'm really proud of. I love the work that I get to do. But sometimes the work that I get to do seems more like a job than a blessing. Paul called his ability and his gift of teaching the gospel a gift from God. And sometimes we lose sight of that. I had a moment just like that a few days ago. My parents had flown up from Houston, Texas, and they were delivering my young son, Will, back to his mother and I. He had had an extended vacation with both sets of grandparents, and it was time to come home. Will and Dad and I were driving back home from the church building one afternoon after a less than fruitful attempt at making some copies of next quarter's Bible class material with a very stubborn copy machine. And as we were driving, Dad and I were talking. I was asking him for some advice on dealing with some people in life that have been difficult to deal with. We were talking about the overall difficulties of being an evangelist in the Pacific Northwest. And we were talking about the frustrations that come with office equipment that doesn't quite do what it's supposed to do. When a voice in the back seat said, "Hey, Dad, do you know what's cool?" I have to admit, when I hear those words, I expect the full push for the latest video game, or some toy that he saw at Target or Fred Meyer. But I always engage, and so I looked in the rearview mirror and said, "Okay, buddy, what's cool?" He said, "You know how the sun is bigger than the earth?" I said, "Yes." And he said, "You know how you told me that some stars are bigger than the sun, and that's why we can see their light?" And I said, "Yes." He said, "What's really, really cool, and it blows my mind, is that God is bigger than all of that." And then he said something in a way that only children can get away with saying it. He said, "He just has to be, because he's doing all the work." I tell you, that's a sobering thought. In a conversation punctuated by my frustrations, be it with office equipment or the way that my job is going some days, it's easy to forget that the real beauty of the relationship that I have with my Father in heaven is the evidence that He is big enough to handle even my worst days. I think about that, and I think about how the Apostle Paul spoke to the church in Corinth in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. It was in that chapter where he gives warnings about taking for granted the grace of God. I do not want you to be unaware, brethren, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food, and drank the same spiritual drink, for they were drinking from a spiritual rock which followed them, and the rock was Christ. Nevertheless, with most of them, God was not well pleased, for they were laid low in the wilderness. Now these things happened as examples for us, so that we would not crave evil things, as they also craved. Do not be idolaters, as some of them were. As it was written, the people sat down to eat and drink and stood up to play. Nor let us act immorally, as some of them did, and 23,000 fell in one day. Nor let us try the Lord, as some of them did, and were destroyed by the serpents. Nor grumble, as some of them did, and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our instruction, upon whom the end of the ages have come. It's interesting to me how the failings of Israel are put so clearly to us as warnings. Think about the blessings that God had given them. They were eating food they weren't working for, drinking water that came out of rocks. They had seen the plagues that came upon Egypt that God delivered, and the parting of the Red Sea. And yet they never stopped and thought about how much care, compassion, and concern that God had for them. When something wasn't going their way, they complained. When God wasn't evident in their life, they turned to idols. And when His blessings didn't seem like quite enough, they craved evil things. We can fall into that same pattern. And that kind of attitude, that kind of grumbling, that kind of complaining, that kind of testing God by turning away from the good things that He's trying to give us and craving evil things, turning to idols instead of to God because we find His ways too difficult. That kind of attitude has a name. And the Hebrew writer calls it unbelief. Chapter 3, verse 12. Take care, brethren, that there not be in any one of you an evil, unbelieving heart that falls away from the living God. But encourage one another day after day, as long as it is still called today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ, if we hold fast the beginning of our assurance, firm until the end. And while it is said, today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as when they provoked me. For who provoked Him when they had heard? Indeed, did not all those who came out of Egypt, led by Moses? You know, brothers and sisters, we may not think of it as unbelief when we turn away from God and we begin to grumble and complain. But it diminishes God in a very significant way. And if we are truly those who believe in Him and believe in the sufficiency of the sacrifice of Jesus, we need to set our minds on how amazing it is that the God of the universe cared enough to give the blood of His Son to redeem us from sin. In short, it's really cool that our God is bigger than the biggest problem that we've ever faced. So thanks, Will, for reminding me of what's really cool about God. This has been Jared Bowman, filling in for BJ Sipe. Have a good day, and God bless.
Thank you for tuning in for this week's episode, and I would invite you back every Wednesday for a brand new episode each week. If you haven't already, be sure to find us on Facebook for occasional announcements and special video sessions. If you have benefited from this podcast, please, if you're able to, be sure to share it with someone else that you think could benefit from it as well. Until next time, know that I love you, that God loves you, and may we all, each and every day, set our minds above.